Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Zach Martin out of Notre Dame could be the first guard off the board. He's got all the components. He's sturdy, strong, and fast. And with quick feet, he keeps opposing defensive linemen on their heels. If the Patriots have interest in offensive linemen around the third round, well, Cyril Johnson out of Baylor has the authentic, raw talent that could really boost the depth of the Patriots' interior line. And by the seventh round, a diamond in the rough could be Ryan Groy out of Wisconsin. His size alone is enough to stall a defense, but he'll have to find ways to work with his size and be more flexible if he wants to play in the NFL. Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly joins me now to talk about that offensive line position. Sort of similar to the defensive line where you've got, you know, all five starters are returning. You've got, you know, the veterans with Logan Mankins there. Not really, in my opinion, a high area of need, but some guys on the interior, you think the Patriots should try and build some youth there.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much set at offensive tackle. You have Solder, who's going to be here for a while. You have Vollmer, they just re-signed when he's healthy, all-pro caliber type right tackle. You have Marcus Cannon, who had some starts at tackle last year. So you really have three starting caliber tackles right now. You look inside, you have Logan Mankins. He's certainly going to be your left guard. But then when you look at center, when you look at right guard, Dan Conley getting a little older, maybe a little overpriced, and you're going to want to replace him in a year. Maybe right. You'll start to look at that now. And Ryan Wendell re-signed, but I think most fans would say maybe we can upgrade at center. So I think if you look offensive line in the draft, you're probably looking on the interior here.
Okay. Well, who are some guys that you like in this year's draft? And will the Patriots be eager to get after an offensive lineman?
You know, I still think, even though Dante Scarnecchia is gone, it's a new system maybe in place here, I still think they're going to look for value. I think you're probably looking mid-round picks. If they went earlier, I think David Yankee out of Stanford would be a prime candidate. Has a little versatility, has played some tackle, played some guard, athletic. I think he would be a nice fit. But you're probably saying late first, early second round to get him. Cyril Richardson out of Baylor is another guy, a big guy that I think would fit in. But then you start to look lower in the draft, and one of the guys that I'm really intrigued with is Anthony Steen, Alabama. He's a guy.
You had to go with an Alabama guy.
Well, you know, the pipeline schools, and we know Belichick, he gets a good recommendation from those guys. So I think he's certainly a guy you keep an eye on from the Alabama pipeline as a value guard. There's a couple other guys that I would look for. You have Brandon Thomas out of Clemson. He's an interesting guy because some people think he's a second-round talent, but he tore his ACL on his pro day. Just had surgery last week, so it's going to be a while before he's even a candidate to play, sort of like Marcus Cannon. And then if you look at the center position, one guy the Patriots have been tied to, Weston Richburg out of Colorado State. Second, third-round pick. They've worked him out a little bit. He might be an option.
Okay, and we like those guys who have a lot of versatility because clearly we saw that this past season. Even Logan Mankins, hey, he can still play tackle.
Yep. Well, Coach Belichick says he can play all five spots if he needed to.
That's right, all of them.
He's versatile, like Paul and Andy from PFW.
Right. That's a debate for another day. But, Andy, thank you very much for joining us. That will do it for this edition of Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.